I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is Breaking the Sound Barrier. Chuck Yeager was a young Army private during World War II. He was assigned to work with the Army Air Force in 1941. He began as an airplane mechanic, so his job was to make sure that the airplanes would work right and fix any problems that he found. In 1942, Chuck decided that he didn't just want to fix the airplanes anymore. Instead, he wanted to fly them. So he enlisted in the pilot training program so that he could learn how to be a pilot and fly these airplanes. After becoming a pilot, Chuck fought for the United States in Europe during World War II. He is credited for shooting down 11.5 enemy airplanes. Now, he gets a half credit because he and another pilot both shot down the same enemy plane together. He was such a good pilot that later on, after the war, he flew under a bridge. He said he didn't plan on doing that, but he was flying above a river going about 500 miles an hour and knew that if he tried to fit, that he would. So he thought, might as well give it a shot. And he ended up flying right underneath a bridge. Wouldn't that be terrifying? Now, what Chuck is most famous for is after the war ended, Chuck, being known as one of the best and bravest pilots in the United States, became a test pilot for new types of aircraft or airplanes, including airplanes that were rocket-powered. You know, rockets, the things they use to send shuttles to space. These new airplanes were really fast, as you can imagine. They were way faster than anything any person had ever flown in before. So fast, in fact, that on October 14th, 1947, Chuck flew an airplane faster than the speed of sound. Now, sound travels at about 767 miles per hour. So I don't know if you've ever watched fireworks from a faraway distance, but if you do that, you can see the fireworks explode and see all the beautiful colors, and then a second or two later, you'll hear the boom. Because that firework exploding, that sound, takes a little bit of time to travel from where it exploded in the sky all the way down to your ears if you're far enough away. So being the first person to travel faster than the speed of sound means that Chuck was the first person to break the sound barrier. Here's what happens when you break the sound barrier. When an airplane goes faster than 767 miles an hour, there is a loud boom. It's often called a sonic boom. That's the sound barrier being broken. For the pilot, after the boom, there isn't any more sound, because no sound can catch up to him. So if Chuck Yeager were flying faster than the speed of sound, above your house, and you decided to blow a trumpet as loud as you could toward the airplane as he's flying away from your house, he would never hear the trumpet, because the airplane is going faster than the sound from the trumpet. Isn't that crazy? What's even crazier is we've come a long way in technology since that day in 1947 when Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier. Remember, he was going 767 miles an hour, a little bit higher than that, obviously, to break the sound barrier. Today, the airspeed record for the fastest manned airplane went 4,520 miles an hour. Isn't that crazy? That's the true story of breaking the sound barrier.